like to grab your script. It's yours. Do you want to go and grab Liz one over there? You need to grab Lizzie's. All right. Callum's got that one. Yep. Just check yours is on, Callum. It is. Jesus and his followers continued on their journey again. As they drew near to Jericho, they spotted a blind man who was sitting beside the road begging. As he heard Jesus draw near, the man leapt to his feet and called out,
"Son of David, is that you?"
"Be quiet."
"Who said that? Is that you, son of David?"
"No, it isn't. Now be quiet. We're in a hurry."
"But I want to see Jesus."
"We haven't got time. He already healed 3 lepers and a deaf mute today. We have to keep going."
"Son of David, stop."
"Be quiet."
"Jesus, please show me some mercy. I know you can. Help me. Is that you now?"
"No, it's me again, Philip."
"Oh, not you. Go away."
"We will if you just give us a chance. Stop trying to distract Jesus. He had a busy day."
"But it won't take long. I've heard how quickly he heals people."
"The last thing he wants to do now is heal a noisy beggar like you."
"He has to heal me."
"No, he doesn't."
"He does. It's what the prophet said. He came to give sight to the blind."
"Yes, and peace to the world, which we won't get if you keep on nagging like this."
"I want to be healed. Jesus, listen to me. Show me some mercy."
"Bring me the blind man."
"Good news, old man. He wants to see you."
"What do you mean? Cheer up. You're the miserable one."
"But he wants to see you. It's good news."
"Oh, it's good news now, is it? You changed your tune. A minute ago it was shut up. Now it's cheer up."
"Look, do you want me to take you or not?"
"Not long ago it was be quiet, now it's be healed."
"Get up."
"That's it, drag me around like an old sack."
"Come on, Lord, here he is. I brought you someone for healing."
"Nearly killed me in the process."
"What's your name?"
"Bartimaeus, Lord."
"And what do you want me to do, Bartimaeus?"
"What?"
"What do you want me to do?"
Well, your disciple steps on my toe when he drags me over."
"He wants to see you, Lord."
"I'll tell him. I want to see you, Lord. Please, your followers tried to shoo me away, but I know you can help me. I've heard all the stories."
"Is that mine?" "Go then. Your faith has made you well again."
"You mean, just like that? I can see?"
"Well, tell me."
"Open your eyes."
"I know what to do. It's just been a long time." "Ah."
"What is it?"
"It's so bright. What's all that whiteness? All that colour?"
"It's just the sun. Come on, I'll help you over to the shade."
"Don't step on my foot again."
"I won't."
"Ah."
"What is it now?"
"I can see. I can really see. Wow, it's so bright. It's so big. The world is so big, but I can really see. Praise God. Yes."
When the crowds around Jesus saw the miracle, they praised God too. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, all of those who have read tonight. I think John's getting to get the specialty role of Jesus. It's actually a really interesting idea. Now, does he look like Jesus? Who in this room does look like Jesus? Let's pray. Loving God, we just give thanks for the fact that we can come here tonight, that we can have some fun as we get to explore your word, as we get to explore this story that's called the healing of Bartimaeus. In your name we pray. Amen. What's in the cup?
Water.
How full is it?
Full.
It's full? What about this? Almost full? Sorry? Tip that one out too? Okay. You're not going to believe it, but they do actually hold exactly the same volume. What about the nigh? What do you see? Sorry? You're saying it's full? What are you saying, Jill?
Half full of water.
You're saying half full of water. Anybody seeing this one as being, like that one's obviously half full of water because I just filled it. But what about this one? Sorry? That's half empty. Isn't it interesting? Two people look at the same thing and they both come up with different solutions. On your table, there is a piece of A3 paper, a couple of pieces actually. What I need, this is going to be fun for this table, I need two volunteers from each table. Either that or you two can split and go to another table. They're still on their honeymoon. So I need two volunteers from each table to come forward. You can join that table. So two volunteers. Let's go. Now, one person is going not to be liked a lot. So two people. Excellent. One, two, table one, table two, table three, table four. Where's table five? Oh, he went. He deserted.
He's jumped ship.
So we need another one from this table. Now, out of the two people that are standing here, work out between you who is the best artist. So have we worked out who the best artist is? Excellent. Who's the best artist?
Charlie, but he's leaving.
He's got to do a toilet run.
Right. Yeah. Well, when she comes back, put that on her. So who's the artist? Blindfold your colleague. Who's the artist?
I'm the artist.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, you're being blindfolded.
Who's the artist?
You're being blindfolded.
Who's the artist?
I remember that.
So you get to blindfold them. So, when you have the blindfold on, so, what you need to do, come on, quickly. Tristan, your partner has to blindfold you.
Well, he tried to when he...
Okay, so now what you need to do is help your partner back to the table. And get them seated. Now, remember I said that this is a cooperative thing. Because now what the person who has who is blindfolded is going to do, with the assistance of everybody else on the table, they're going to draw. Okay? No, they're not just going to draw anything, because that would be too easy. I want you all to draw a beautiful vase of flowers. That's it. That's your instruction. Now, everybody has to help them. That's it. Off you go. Flowers in a vase. That's your instruction. That's what I want to see. We've got another 30 seconds. Ten, nine, eight,
seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Everybody stop! Pins down! Blindfolds off! Now, what I'd like you to do is show me your beautiful flowers! Oh, look at Tristan's. Tristan, can you hold yours up so everybody can see it? Oh, very nice. Oh, look at what Alyssa's doing. Oh, look at that one. That's very pretty, isn't it, Barbs? Oh, the one Matthew's got is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, dear.
What happened to Paul's? His vase looks a little bit wonky. Oh, just like Paul!
Well, the really interesting thing is that earlier today, I asked Carrie to do a Google search for exactly that. Beautiful flowers in a vase. Beautiful flowers in a vase. And this is the first image that comes up. So why didn't you all draw this? But I told you to draw beautiful flowers in a vase. That's exactly the same instruction that Harry got. And that's what he came up with. It would have looked like that, would it? It's really interesting when you think about what an image portrays when you just hear the words. What did it feel like for those of you that were blindfolded? Was it easy to do?
It was easy to do.
Reasonably easy? What about getting back to the chairs?
It was easy to do.
It's an interesting experience when you lose one of your senses. Of course, that's the situation that Bartimaeus was in. Does anybody know Frances Jane Crosby? Doesn't ring a bell? Fanny Crosby?
Yes, I read
Mustard plasters. So have I said the words "to God be the glory"? You know that hymn? That was one of hers. Isn't it interesting? One of the most famous hymns of all. And we've got no idea who actually wrote it. The interesting thing, though, is that when she was blind, she was blind after 6 weeks. And at that point in time, she has a decision to make. What does she do with the rest of her life? She can spend it in bitterness and defeat, but instead she decided to devote it to Christ. At the age of 8, she wrote these verses about her blindness. Oh, what a happy soul I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world, contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't, to weep and sigh because I'm blind. I cannot and I won't. She later remarked, it seemed intended by the blessed providence of God that I should be blind all my life, and I thank him for his dispensation. What an amazing way to react. She was once asked if she had the chance to have her sight back. Would she do it? And her answer was no. Because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Saviour. It's an amazing thought, really. Tracy and I spent a day and a half doing some stuff together as a couple with Greg and Miriam Bryan, who are some very amazing counsellors and stuff. Counsellors, psychologists, I can't remember the rest of their titles. But one of the things that they reminded us of is to focus on the positives, to remember all the blessings that we have. And the other thing that they really focused on was to remind us that what we feed grows in us. Francis had the opportunity to feed a negative feeling. She chose not to. She chose to see the blessing in it and then use it for God. See, this story about Bartimaeus, it's a story about seeing, it's a story about healing, but it's also a story about the image of God. If we think back to the creation story, we hear that we're all made in the image of God. But do we ever really take time to think about that? To think about what that means to be made in the image of our Creator? To be made in the image of God. Isn't that just an amazing thing? But I wonder, if I was to ask you what God looks like, I get the feeling I get 20 different answers. Because if God look, what does God look like? If you think about the sketch that John and the boys did, it comes across that from the disciples' perspective that it's a God that's too busy to be with us. I wonder, do we ever think about that? Do we ever think that we're not important to God? Because God never thinks that about us. We are one of his children. And that in itself makes us important. If you think about the recent story of the lady who protected her child in the hail, and her back was really badly bruised. Think how much more God did for you on the cross, for us. God said, I don't care what's happened. All I care about is making sure that my children can have a full relationship with me. And I will do anything to make that happen. Even if it means losing my only son. I wonder what the image of God is that we have. See, being made in the image of God also comes with a tremendous responsibility. Because others see God in us and through us. The church, for the unchurched, is God. They don't get to hear people talk about God. What they get to do is experience our love, our actions, and our reactions each and every day. And that, to them, is God. So what is the image of God that we give to those that are not here? Let us pray. Lord, we just give thanks that we are saved by your blood. Lord, we just give thanks that you wanted to do anything and everything in order that we could be restored to be with you. Father, we just give thanks and ask that as we go out this week, that we can portray a faithful image of you to the world. In your name we pray. Amen. So I have a couple of announcements. We've been advertising the love of God. It's on the 14th of November. If you want to